Welcome everybody. Thanks for tuning in. If you're seeing us, thank God, because the guy running the fucking control
here doesn't know.
Everybody get ready. Get ready. Get into gear. The Degrassi sensation, the one and only. The
dance are
here.
Antiquity, the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, the Industrial Revolution, the Internet. Strange to think that we don't even really know when it started. We used to fit a single
You guys, we got kids watching. Sean's kids tune in sometimes to see why daddy's never around. So yeah. Watch the bad language.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Oh!
Sorry. All right. You didn't have to explain.
Little Sean Jr., I'm sorry.
Sean Jr., we're sorry.
Sorry. Watch your fucking attitude.
You're going to have to explain why Uncle Rocco is using
All right, you know what?
Word.
I want to make a promise to you, Sean. Not going to say it. When Rocco has a kid someday, we're going to take that little thing and fuck it all up.
Okay. Yes, fuck it up. This is like you fucked up Sean Jr.
First thing we're going to do, show him Rocco's personal channel. When that baby's like, when that baby, before that baby can even talk, he's going to see your ass pooping.
Show him how to do it.
Show
him the way it's supposed to be.
Wow.
Bodhi
He'll respect
life.
Me forever.
Wow. As we all do and will.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast. It is, of course, we are in preparation of Cyber Monday.
Whoa.
We're here in the digital realm. We're going to be giving you all kinds of cyber information, data, if you will.
It's not even real. It's just numbers.
Chunks. You're like in
I'm all decked out.
Whoa. Hey, when you do that, that's pretty rad.
Is that it?
Cool? Put it like over me and Rocco's faces. Whoa,
you're like,
you can't see me.
Yeah,
what time
you can't
is
see
it?
Yeah,
no, keep doing that. Keep doing that.
You're like, seen to me now, seen to me later.
You're like the Matrix.
Matrix man.
Is this cool?
Sean Matrix
is
that feeling.
Cool? The Matrix trilogy was like took place inside your body. And you are the entire Matrix.
In the Matrix.
I feel like the Cena man.
In the Matrix, they had these fields of fetuses. So I'm going to call you Sean Fetus Field from now on.
I'm just going to call you Fetus. That's your nickname.
I had a friend named Fetus.
Yeah,
you
well,
did.
He has the mantle
I'm your
now.
New friend.
You know what?
Call me Dracula.
Last I heard, she was doing skateboarding photography.
That's cool. I thought you were going to say she had a baby.
Decent stuff. No.
Because they're going to say fetuses having fetuses.
I know, right?
It's a problem we have.
Okay, so it is. We're going into Cyber Monday. Does everyone remember the other days that we sanctioned? So there was Cyber Monday, Digital Tuesday.
Yeah.
Does anyone remember what Wednesday was?
I think it was like
fuck
you
Wednesday.
Wow, you guys, it was fucked up Wednesday.
Fucked up Wednesday.
And then what were the other ones? Weren't there other ones?
Well, then that's a full week because it starts on
Thursday. Thanksgiving.
Thursday.
Yeah, and then Friday was
Black Friday.
Was
great
Saturday
Thursday.
Was what?
Great Thursday, Black Friday.
Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
Wait, it's Gray Thursday? It's not Thanksgiving Thursday?
No. I never heard of that word.
No.
Thanks.
Sick. That's sick.
You know what? Breaking news, first year this ever happened. They had Black Friday in the UK this year.
Yeah.
I
saw videos.
Which is crazy. Because they don't even celebrate Thanksgiving.
They're copying.
They saw all
the
videos and they got jealous.
Yeah. But they didn't get jealous of the holiday. They got jealous of like the
green.
The trampoline.
Yeah.
Oh, it
and
was
were their trampoline? Was it crazy over there?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy over
there. Some of the best Black Friday videos this year were trampolines in the UK.
I haven't seen any.
And a lot of people said, I don't remember who exactly said this to me, but it's like, you know, you could feel a little better about America.
Yeah, I
feel
that
feel
way.
Worse for humanity as a whole, but better about America. It's not just us, you know?
I feel good about it. That means we're not all fuck. Like, you always look at like
fast
food. Oh, so American, that. Oh, so American. These poor Americans. No, it's the world, man.
You know what we need to do?
The world over.
We need to send Black Friday to the Middle East. Clean that fucking mess up.
Yeah.
Send a bunch of cheap TVs.
Yeah.
Those in the middle of the desert.
Cheap copies of Gears of War Judgment.
Exactly. And let ISIS fight it out. We only send like 100 TVs.
Yeah. And then fuck. Send two TVs.
Survival of the fittest.
That's right. Right. Send an Xbox. An Xbox One, $50.
Yeah.
Boom.
Let them wipe each other out.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's a raffle.
Decimate them.
Did anyone die? I heard of a guy killing himself.
Yes. One death this year. One
suicide.
Death. And it was an attempted... A guy shot a woman and shot himself.
Now,
Hold on. Yeah. How do you,
did that have to do with, like, cool Target deals or what?
Murder-suicide at Target?
I think it was just in a store.
When I read that, I felt bad because I made a joke earlier saying if you're going to kill yourself on that day, might as well go to the store and do it because it'd be crazy. And then it actually happened. And
You did, like, you gesture. You, like, tried to shoot a woman but shot himself. And then he just went back to normal.
He killed the woman, I thought, and he killed himself.
Yeah, I think
murder-suicide.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought it was like he tried to shoot this woman, but like, whoops, boom.
But I only read that there was one death, so maybe someone did live.
I don't know.
Who lived? Strong woman.
Email question of the week, podcast at mega60word.com. Who lived? Was it the man or the woman?
Are you guys attracted to strong women?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm into that.
If a woman can lift me above her head, instant boner.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If, you know, like, if this was Hoth, I'm going to get weird with
it. Oh, no, I know where you're going. Yeah, go, take me.
So Luke Skywalker, you know, he brings down the AT-AT with, like, the grappling hook. And what me and a strong woman would do, just lift me up. My boner's so strong, I'll puncture into the belly of the beast.
Really?
And I'll probably jizz so fucking hard. I'll flood that bitch out. Next thing you know, the AT-AT, the face of it is exploding.
The electronics can't handle it.
Yeah, with
what's coming out of it?
It's not snow, I'll tell you that.
Oh.
And then, yeah, face down, that thing's dead. We'll take down the whole empire.
You need a strong woman for that.
Me and my bitch. You ever heard that song?
Yep.
Respect.
Notorious B.I.G., Me and My Bitch?
No.
Hey, it's real quick, another side note, Notorious B.I.G. side note. Sad song, look it up. It's about the girl he loves gets shot.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Good life.
Yeah, I ruined the last 3 minutes or the third minute of the song.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Great.
But I know what kind of mood to be into when I want to check it out.
Yeah, sad one.
You know what? You listen to the song, and it's like, me and my bitch. Me and my bitch is like, that's disrespectful. He can't call her a bitch. But then when the song ends, it's so sad. You realize, wow, that was a term of endearment. And this is sad.
Some women like to be called that word.
Postmortem.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I have relatives right. I call bitch all the time.
Yeah, my great-grandma bitch.
When we're talking about her.
Great-granny bitch.
Me and my sister, we chatted about
both
some of the family members, the deceased family members.
I think just about all of my grandparents have passed away, and I miss those bitches all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If a person is still alive, it's rude to use the B word.
Yeah, that's condescending. Unless, yeah.
And that's that.
And great. There's the bitch bit.
There's the bitch
bit. Come to the end of it.
Hey, I want to thank our sponsors. Thank you to our sponsors, LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64 for a box of stuff. As you saw last week, a box of valuable...
Now, I feel like we found out later we did that box in Injustice.
Yeah, we did it in Injustice. There was a code for a retail copy of Street Fighter, the newest the latest edition of Street Fighter 4.
Oh, wow.
Ultra Street Fighter
4. So there was a free video game in there.
Yeah, there was.
So we missed that one, so we... Sorry.
Yeah, there was actually a lot of digital goods.
It's all hidden.
It's hidden shit. All right.
In the box.
And also, I want to thank our other sponsor, SumoLounge.com. Go to SumoLounge.com and get a chair for Cyber Monday. Once, you know, you got to go all digital. The only chair that can flow freely into the digital realm is, of course, a sumo. So you're going to want to sit on one of those before you surf the web. Did you guys used to say surf the web?
I still say it.
Surf the net.
I used to tell my parents, I'm going to take a drive down the information superhighway.
Yeah, me
really?
Too.
Yeah.
See where I end up.
Yeah.
I call it the World Wide Web still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call it the interwebs.
Actually,
I've never heard that.
You know what's funny?
That's funny. What?
I think it may have been somebody we all know. I can't remember specifically who posted it, but somebody posted a video they found of the internet in 1998. They filled a VHS tape of themselves just browsing the internet, and it was really interesting to look at. I watched it for a little bit, and
that
I was like,
interesting.
I was watching it. And there was just a bunch of text on the screen, like they were. It looked like they were loading up code, and I was like, "Okay, maybe they're loading up a web browser or something." Just watching it, like waiting, like was something gonna fucking happen here? And then I realized, like, oh, this dude's in a chat room.
He's just reading.
This is it. Yeah. There's nothing
that
loading. They're just reading lines of text, and then I remember, like, yeah, that's what I used to do way back when on the internet. Yep. I'd go into Simpsons chat rooms, and I would just, like, put a line of my thoughts on tonight's Simpson episode or whatever.
I remember I got our ISP at the time was AOL, banned my family from the service because I was in a chat room and it was over 40 Canadians. Me and my friends would just find random chat rooms to chat in that already existed and just take them over.
Over 40 Canadians.
So we found one that was like, Canadians, over 40. And so we would take over that chat for no reason, just because it was random. We would use that as our like after school chat room. And people would come in all the time and go like, what is this shit? And we tell them, hey, fuck off, hey! You know, what, we'd have all these Canadian insults and tell them to fuck off. And then all of a sudden we couldn't connect one day.
Can we insult some of our Canadian, they have thick skins. They're tough, hardy people.
All they end up saying is sorry.
Yeah. But anyway. What were some of your insults, your Canadian insults?
You call them losers? I mean, I was in junior high, so it was all like goofy, random, you know.
Go drink some maple syrup.
It was like racist stuff.
No.
Go ride a moose.
Call them Mountie.
Yeah, you mounted police officer.
Wow, you're burning them.
That's right. I think I told, I kept.
You hoser.
I think I told someone.
No, I'm out of them.
I'm out of them.
That's all they got.
Anyway, all this stuff, we couldn't connect one day, and so we called AOL, and they told us I'd been banned. And my dad was like, why the hell have we been banned? And he said, someone has been consistently harassing one of our chat rooms.
Uh-oh.
And it was like, harassing? How so? And the guy read the transcript over the phone. And at first, my dad was mad.
Fucking got ya.
But then it turned into, and I felt awkward.
Yeah.
But then it just became hilarious because then my dad just put it on speakerphone and let the guy go.
Oh, great.
And it was just, eat some fucking ham, you Canadians. Hey, you Canadians. Hey, do you like ham? Do you, you know, stuff like that. So anyway.
Really ham related.
I thought ham was really funny.
You should have gone for the poutine, but maybe you didn't know about
it. Even back then, you knew bacon was funny in some form.
In some form.
Canadian.
He started that whole thing. Yeah. I can start the bacon joke.
So anyway, so we're back on that. Anyway.
So, check out this video if you want to see a relic from the past. Look up dude from like 1998, VHS filled with internet.
That sounds cool.
He opens up Netscape at one point and goes to an anime website and has to wait for the images on the page to load.
I mean,
I remember going
so long.
I remember going to Eva image galleries. You just search Neon Genesis Evangelion image gallery in like, what was the search engine back there? Netscape Navigator was at my dad's work computer.
Yeah.
I would go there on the weekend. I would ride my bike to his office and use pictures of
it. Websites nowadays are all simplified and streamlined and like less is more approach, but that's because you take for granted no loading times. Because back then, every page you went to, you had to stay on it for a while because it took a while to load.
Yeah.
So you got to put all these interesting, stupid pictures because, hey, this is the only website I'm looking at for like the... This is the only page I'm looking at for the next 20 minutes.
I think those image galleries would load like maybe 10 images and I'd have to scroll down and be like, oh, that one's cool, save. And I would save them on the floppy disks and take them home.
And show them off.
I probably have those.
Check out my floppies.
Do you recall the first image you ever downloaded on the computer? Is that too specific a memory?
I don't remember that.
It's probably
because
pornography.
I had the internet so...
Probably.
I remember because I had the internet so early on. I had the internet in 92.
Yeah.
And it looked like...
I had it in 91.
It looked like NES. I mean, it was like 8-bit color and stuff. But eventually, around 94 or so... we got the earliest version of America Online.
I got that in 93.
Oh, shit. Well, they were saying, now you can download images. Oh, okay. And we let it sit for 2 hours as I downloaded an image of Rockapella.
Oh,
no joke.
Whoa, the band from Carmen Sandiego?
From Carmen Sandiego.
What?
I used to go on their I used to go on the Carmen Sandiego like page or whatever, and it was like, click this, and you can actually see an image. It's like, okay. And I came back hours later, and it was
to
like
look
half,
at it?
Half of Rockapella going like that.
Were they cool-looking dudes?
There were girls in there, too.
There were?
No.
I don't remember Rockapella.
Wow. Bigotry. Bigotry in Carmen Sandiego. What's up with that?
Rockapella.
Yeah, Garrett doesn't remember.
Where in the world is equality?
Yeah, nowhere. That's for fucking sure. We already talked about Loot Crate.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Sean? Do you have any cyber updates for us? I mean, you're the cybernetic man.
I have no idea what a cyber update is, Garrett.
Whoa.
All
right.
I don't know what that means.
Don't throw Garrett into the bus.
He threw me into the bus.
Trying to get it going. You could have said
anything.
Do a
don't spoil Slumdog Millionaire!
Yeah, hey, if you want to, we had a stream the other night for our Black Friday sale. Hopefully you guys watched it. Hopefully you bought something. Yeah. A lot of you did. Garrett and I have been working since then, tirelessly, getting that stuff done. So.
Yeah, we put in hours for every day since we streamed live, since we went on Black Friday at midnight.
A lot of packages are in the mail. A lot we have to go still. So it's funny because we've been working for like 3 days straight, and we're like not even 15 minutes past midnight on Black Friday. So a lot of work, but it's going really well. So thank you for everyone who ordered and watched the stream.
Us. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you to everyone who ordered stuff.
This is one of the nice new merchandise items that we did sell.
Yeah.
So I was going to bring this up. So we went live. All the items went on sale at midnight once it struck Black Friday. And I feel really bad because, the Mega Mansion sweatshirt and what I'm wearing, the Sequence Erase t-shirt, were both gone in probably, I'm going to say, 3 minutes.
Dude, I mean...
I can tell you the exact time.
We had stacks up there ready to go, and
they're all gone. It's funny to see how empty upstairs is now, considering that we're only 15 minutes into midnight.
Yeah.
Like, that's all gone already. Yeah. Like, whoa.
So, I feel bad, though. I like releasing limited items. But I hate when an item is so limited, it's like, you have a second, you missed it.
That's the problem I have with Mondo.
Yeah, and I don't like, to me, the perfect rare item is one that's there that day, and that's it. Like, to me, we had just enough of the Z poster. That's sold out now, but it lasted all of Black Friday, and Friday night, it was gone. So you had all day to get it. If you didn't get one, hey, you should have been on the ball, you had all day. What I hate is, when they're it's gone.
We had stuff sold out in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
So I do apologize that it was that. I never intend to create something quite that feverish. A little feverish, but not quite that. However, I will say, we are definitely bringing back the Mega Mansion sweatshirt. We will have more in stock, hopefully soon, but we will reprint that. However, Sequence Erase was a one-off thing, and that is
I might talk to you about that later. I don't know about that.
Ooh.
I mean, I know it's your thing, but I don't know.
Those did go quick.
I feel like it's not fair, but I mean, maybe we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Ooh. Now things are quiet. Now he's upset.
No,
I don't know.
He's hard to read right now.
I can't read it.
You know what? He's got a cyber face.
I'm scowling.
Maybe he's pissed.
Who knows?
I think he's a big smile over there.
Oh, no!
Oh, I knew it! He's all mad.
No, I mean, I just felt like 3 minutes isn't enough time.
It's a bummer, but
it is cool that it's a one-off thing, so I don't know.
It's a bummer, but maybe it's the limit. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
But anyway, yeah, like I said, the Z poster lasts all day. It's gone now.
Let's see what the people think. Let's see if the people want it.
But time is running out. Blu-ray is still, like, again, because we did the pre-order ahead of time, we had an idea of how to gauge the, how many we should get and stuff like that, and we did a pretty good job. They're still in stock. So you could still order one right now if you have it. Go to shop.mega64.com, and the Blu-ray is still there.
Yeah.
I've been hearing lots of good stuff about it, so I'm really happy about that. A lot of people enjoying the disc art. But the Blu-ray itself, people seem to enjoy, so that's great.
Can you imagine if we didn't do that pre-order, how much more behind Sean and I would be?
This would be all fouled up.
It would... A couple minutes. God damn.
That was a really big success, I think.
Yeah, I'm glad we did that.
Pre-ordering our
a couple minutes at least. I'm happy that the sweatshirt sold very well.
Yeah,
it was originally intended. We compromised when we put it on a shirt. It was always meant to be a sweater.
That was an alpha.
Exactly.
This is
the prototype.
This is a production prototype.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, I think really
it,
well.
It looks great.
Well, we released a video.
Yeah, we put up a video earlier this week. We leaked the new Star Wars trailer. We actually risked life and limb to get that to you. We had to break in to Lucas Ranch up in San Francisco. We snuck in a cell phone.
Industrial Light and Magic, huh?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. We stole the trailer. We can make a whole video about the process of making the video, stealing it. But we put it up, and the reception was good.
Really?
I think some people actually thought it was the trailer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
That can't
I can
be.
Never believe any comment that said they actually thought it was the trailer.
Yeah. But you got people like 15 or 20 seconds in that were then like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, we got
My brother-in-law told me on Thanksgiving, he's like, dude, that video, you guys fucking got me.
Oh, we did?
That's fun. He clicked on it not knowing it was one of our videos.
Oh, shit.
How I knew it was going to do well, I really didn't sleep that much the night before Thanksgiving just because we were putting this out.
Yeah.
And so I kind of went into it, I kind of went into Thanksgiving. I met with my family, kind of not even realizing, oh shit, we uploaded a video. I didn't even think about it. I just did it.
Busy day.
Did it and went to bed. But anyway, I sit down at the table with my family and my cousin, who really isn't involved in any of our video stuff, went, I saw a video. It was like a leak of the Star Wars thing, and I think you guys made it. And just when he said that, I'm like, oh shit, this will be big.
Yeah,
because he saw it on just on Facebook or places that
his friends spreading.
He's not in our circle or anything like that. So yeah, and he said the same thing. He's like, it had me for a little bit, and then but he's like, that opening, I was like, that guy sounds like Rocco.
So my sister said too, she's like, that's Rocco's voice.
Yeah. But it played for a little bit, and he's like, and it wasn't until, what did he say?
But nobody recognized my voice.
Yeah, you had the first line. First words.
So next time we know,
but
cut Rocco's voice out.
We were so close to the actual trailer.
It opened the exact same way.
Rocco and I sat down and actually looked at the Jurassic Park 4 trailer.
I watched it.
Because we feel like that, all trailers are the same, in case you haven't fucking noticed.
Yeah.
So we looked at literally the most recent trailer, and we thought, like, well, this is how all trailers are going to look this summer.
Structure it like that.
So we'll start with, like, really slow shots of a landscape, and then we'll go to something crazy happening.
Yeah. A black guy!
That's not
our trailer.
We thought of something crazier.
Oh, okay. That was what I was thinking.
So just to back up a bit, we learned at the beginning of this last week that the Star Wars trailer was going to be in theaters only on Black Friday. In 9 theaters, not online, just in theaters on Black Friday. And so, you know, by doing that, the thing is, and I'm sure this is why they went back on that and put it online, you're just training people to pirate. I mean, you're 3,000 people will see it in a theater and it'll be awesome, and then 3 billion will see a kid's iPhone recording of it. So we thought, well, everyone is going to be searching for that on Friday. There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get this ready to where it looks like we have a leak of it and everyone stumbles upon ours. You know, we just thought that would be really funny.
Yeah.
So what we did, that was on... See, I mean, we were getting ready for stuff on like Tuesday. We overnighted the costumes, like Star Wars costumes. We overnighted them, and then we got them all ready on Tuesday. And we even going into it, of course, what happens when any company makes a bold claim, they go back on it. This has happened to us a million times where we try to get a video out really quickly and the company goes, oh, never mind. Oh, people don't like it. Well, never mind. We made a whole video about, you could see it on Time is Running Out, a whole video about Microsoft and their weird policies.
Yeah.
And then last minute they changed it and we couldn't put the video out anymore. So anyway, that started to happen with this. We went into it we basically had 24 hours to film it, to have it out by Thanksgiving. So we were going into it and we were like, well, shit, they just announced it's going to be on iTunes on Friday. Like, that's when we were going to release it. Is it even worth doing?
Yeah.
Like, we had a serious debate on, should we even do this? We're gonna kill ourselves to put this out in one day. Is it worth doing? But it was like, you know, as opposed to the Microsoft thing that we had before where, you know, it didn't really make sense anymore to release it, a Star Wars video is still a Star Wars video, no matter what. And we don't have anything else going up this week. So you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do it. It's only going to cost us a day of our lives.
Hey, you got in there one day before the actual
trailer. So originally...
That's all that counts, man. You beat the clock this time.
So originally it was going to come out on Friday, but we were like, well, shit, then it's got to be out on Thanksgiving, Thursday, where people will still maybe be searching for it. But the thing is honestly, a lot of times putting a video out on a holiday is a death sentence. Because people are not at home on their computers. They're not, you know, whatever. It just isn't a good idea. And so, you know, Derek brought that up to me. It's just like, I mean, repeatedly we were saying, is anyone going to see this? And I remember telling you, Derek, I was like, yeah, but if we put it out on that day, so many people will be searching. Even though it's a holiday,
I really think people care
enough about Star Wars, they're going to be searching on their phone, they're going to be, whatever.
If you look at analytics, I bet you there's a spike that's all mobile.
Now, I said that to Derek, hey, I got to be totally honest, in the back of my brain, I was like, no one's going to find that. Like, I was trying to be positive, but I agreed. It was just, no one's going to see this. I really thought in my head, we're going to have a good video out of it, but it's just not, it won't get that many views, but okay, whatever. And then, yeah, sure enough, it came out the morning of Thanksgiving, and it was like, yeah, all day people were passing it around. And I think it actually helped it that people told me, like, I was at Thanksgiving dinner, and people brought up if they saw the new Star Wars trailer.
Yeah.
It was like, and it was ours. When we went to, Kevin, when we went to, we went out Black Friday shopping.
Yeah.
And a guy behind the register was like, dude, you see the new trailer, the Star Wars trailer's out. Because we were getting some Star Wars thing or something, and he was like, and we were like, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. And he actually knew of the other fake trailer that was out, because there was another
one. There were a million fake trailers.
Yeah.
Star Wars Twitter tweeted about all of them, and they tweeted out ours, too.
Yeah.
Which was cool. We got a mention on the official Star Wars Twitter.
Yeah.
And I noticed that a lot of the other videos were taken down for something called...
Being commercially
deceptive.
Yeah.
They're looking to gain off of.
Well, it's just interesting because I've never seen a video flagged for being commercially deceptive.
That's a recent thing.
I've never seen that either.
You're tricking me. I thought I could buy this, but I can't.
Trolling.
Take this down. Take this trick down. It's funny.
I think they didn't. The thing is with I don't know what it was that protected our video from going down, but I think it's probably because it's 100% our own.
Yeah, nothing.
A lot of those trailers had clips from Return of the Jedi and stuff like that. Yeah. There are a couple that are still up that have those things, but ours is 100% ours.
We went into
ours.
It thinking they're going to want to take this down. We have don't to make it so they
can. Yeah, I was hoping they would take it down so we get into like a PR storm of like, well, it had nothing of yours in it. Yeah, but those
were obviously
those fuckers,
they appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a stretch.
Yeah.
The actual Star Wars trailer came out. I assume everybody here has seen it.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, sure. I want to talk about it too. I already kind of messaged. I messaged Rocco the day it came out.
Yeah.
We talked about our video a little bit, and then we went into...
Yeah.
What?
Can I just say real quick about setting this up?
Oh, God.
No, we I woke up the morning it came out on Black Friday, and I'm seeing, it must be out. Everyone's tweeting about it. And I played it. And I was still half asleep. I was kind of sick this weekend. So I was in my bed not feeling that great. And I hit play. And yeah, when that opening started, I thought I was in a fever dream. I did not think it was real at all.
No, me either.
Anyway, and that was shortly after you messaged me. Anyway, that was it.
Oh, very cool. So the new Star Wars trailer came out. I personally kind of felt underwhelmed by it. I'll just be frank. I felt underwhelmed by it.
It was hard. Yeah, it was. It's exciting, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't really show anything.
Well, I didn't think. I honestly thought I saw more than I thought we would. I was ready to see, like,
I didn't feel that way.
I thought it was going to be a dark something, a shot of the Millennium Falcon for 1 second and the Star Wars, and that was it.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I felt like. Man, I've thought so much about this, and now when I'm here to talk about it, I'm kind of blanking on it. But obviously, this was just a teaser, so there's a real trailer coming out, hopefully, later, I presume. But to me, it was just a lot of nothing or things that you already knew you were going to see. And
I agree.
And, for me, the big selling point that they've been sticking to was, like, we're doing practical. You know, we're going to hold off on CGI. Just like with Jurassic Park 4. And, like, hey, don't make that promise and then...
To be fair, the Star Wars people have never said that. The shots that have come out have had a lot of practical stuff in them, but it's people who have been propagating that. Now, Jurassic Park is different. The creators of that have been saying, no, it's all practical! Yeah, we're good! And that's bullshit.
Well, the Jurassic
Star
Park
Wars hasn't
bullshit,
said it. Yeah.
And this the sweeping Millennium Falcon thing... It was kind of just like...
That's an updated shot that no one's ever seen in Star Wars before,
Sure. I definitely
felt like... That was the most different thing for me about the trailer, too, is that camera work.
The first shot of the Stormtroopers, and it was all, like, close-up looking, and like that was, like, jarring to me.
They look cool.
Yeah.
I thought, initially what I said when we first found out J.J. Abrams was directing it was that I was kind of bummed because he did such a good job with Star Trek... That he was just going to bring that aesthetic to Star Wars, and things were kind of get kind of muddled what the differences were going to be, and I feel like this trailer did have a lot of it. Just felt like his take on
there's
the Star
a whole
Trek
different
movie.
energy to it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's a whole different energy
to it.
Yeah.
In terms of from past Star Wars.
Yeah. It definitely hits. I feel like it's almost. the energy feels like it's a sequel to Star Trek Into Darkness as opposed to, like, the Star Wars movies that came before it. That's how I felt. I feel like it definitely had the J.J. Abrams sci-fi stamp on it, and it's like, well, we've already gotten this. And, yeah, now it's in the Star Wars lens.
Yeah, I don't know enough to know if it's good or bad yet, but the one thing that was interesting to me about that trailer was, yeah, the filmmaking. Star Wars has always been filmed very classically.
Yes.
And this is so not that. And,
I absolutely agree. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's good or bad yet. And I told that, but this is what I said. My brother asked me. My brother felt the same way. He thought that the trailer didn't really have much content to it, but he brought that up, and I said, I kind of don't know how I feel about that. They're always filmed in this classical way, and this kind of isn't. And I don't know if I like that, whatever. But Dominic brought up a good point. He said, yeah, well, they gave us three movies of that, and none of them worked. So, I don't know. So I was like, yeah, I guess that's, I don't know.
I don't think the prequels were filmed in that same classical way.
I think they are to a degree. I mean, if you watch them, a lot of it is very, very, like, controlled in the way that the old ones were. Not exactly the same, but very, they still use an old way of filmmaking. No, I mean, certainly there's a lot
of
digital
camera
shit.
Movement, like,
yeah, just in terms of the way it's filmed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I think
the
there's
only,
a lot of
but
control
the difference is the prequels were shot on screen sound studios.
Sure.
So, like, you know, as opposed to going out to the Sahara and filming nature really beautifully and framing it in a classical way, they weren't filmed the same way. They were kind of trying to recreate that look. But aside from that, I just feel like I really like J.J. Abrams, too. Let me say, I think Lost is one of my favorite shows ever, and I love the Star Trek movies that he made.
Yeah.
So it's not that I don't like J.J. Abrams.
No, I like him a lot.
I always feel like things benefit from being different and from competing with one another and always trying to outdo the other thing. And I'm worried that is going to be eliminated and that this is going to just... You know, the two big sci-fi franchises are... I don't want them to be similar. I want them to be different. Like, have different things for different kinds of people.
Sure.
That's my only concern.
Sure. Yeah, like I said, I don't think I know enough yet to call it one way or the other. But it was interesting.
I could see your point. It's like Marvel and DC movies. There's definitely...
Batman and X-Men. People love them both, but they should not look the same.
No, they shouldn't look the same.
Exactly. Thank you. That. Exactly. Yes.
I was like Rocco. I woke up that morning, kind of like saw little Twitter rumblings about it. Made sure it wasn't our video they were talking about because that was the first thing I saw.
Yeah,
but then I clicked on one and there's a fucking jump scare and the stormtrooper.
Yeah,
pops
that
up,
made me jump.
And he's all out of breath.
That spooked me too.
It scared the shit out of me. And then I look at the comments and they're all just like. Black guy, black stormtrooper. There's no black stormtrooper.
You know what?
I initially thought after reading that, oh, this isn't a real one. This is someone else that had the same idea we had. This is another fake trailer. So I started clicking around again to find. I actually searched Star Wars trailer breakdown just because I knew there would be some hyper nerds on their personal channels already. And sure enough, it was that shot of the trailer. I was like, oh, that was the real fucking thing. So I had to reopen the previous page and watch it again, this time knowing it was real. And, it was really surprising. A lot of people are upset about, like, the lightsaber that the villain has. It is so, like, just exactly what I expected from,
you know, for people who...
from this generation.
That's funny.
Internet.
Hey, just addressing the lightsaber thing.
Yeah. Quickly, because we don't need to.
Quickly, because we don't need to go into it. But it's... I feel like people who are pissed off about the lightsaber would characterize themselves as really nerdy. Like, I'm really nerdy. And I really care about this stuff. If you go into Star Wars lore, books, video games, what lightsabers, there's all different kinds of lightsabers, different kinds of designs. Darth Maul had a two-sided lightsabers are all kinds. There's all kinds of lightsabers.
It doesn't make sense why you would have it, though. It doesn't make sense because you could hit yourself with the hilt. It makes no sense. That's the comments. I don't agree with that. Yeah. I'm with you, Derek, but that's just fucking stupid.
I mean, if that lightsaber's stupid, all lightsabers are stupid.
I mean, hey, the movie's stupid. If we're getting down,
let's really break it down.
Pack,
yeah,
I love stupid shit.
It's a flashlight that could cut. Like, now the flashlight is two little flashlights on it.
But hey, that villain looks cool though. Like, I mean,
well, his backside looks cool.
But just keeping him cloaked as this kind of like tall shadowy figure was.
But again,
the shots were cool.
It's a trailer. I didn't even need to see a trailer because I was going to see this movie anyways.
Yeah.
I have no complaints with it at all.
I really liked it. I really, really liked it. And I liked it because, personally, as I said, I got more than I thought I was going to get. And it was like, I could tell it shot differently. It was exciting to me. I was into it. Super into it.
The only reason I say I was underwhelmed is, for some reason, in my head, I thought I was going to get to see a main character, like a Mark Hamill.
I almost didn't want to see that.
I think some of those characters may have been...
Well, let me just say...
I'm talking like, from the previous franchise. Yeah. I thought I was going to see a Han Solo, a Leia, or
that'll come in the trailer.
Yeah,
this was the real teaser. This was just the teaser.
You just know they're saving that.
That's what I thought too. Is like they gotta save that. They can't load it at first. Yeah,
that trailer. Maybe they will put that in 9 theaters. So we will be leaking another Star Wars video. Rest assured.
It was really interesting though. Like, I've seen a lot of people say this, but when that guy pops up at the beginning, a lot of people thought it was fake. And I really think, and this is going to sound whatever, but Star Wars has legitimately, I'm being real here, Star Wars has always been the most white thing.
It really has.
No joke.
Well, that's what Kevin Smith jokes about constantly.
Yeah, yeah. And but Richard Pryor had a whole routine about that. He's like, there are no black people.
You only
in space.
Got Lando, really.
And he made that his whole routine before.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people accused, but said that George Lucas added Lando as a response to all this stuff that was being said.
Throw Billy Dee some work.
And it's really true. And I thought that was awesome. I thought that was so rad to have someone of color at the opening, the first footage we've ever seen of a new Star Wars.
I mean, the reason...
And he had the opening. I thought that was great.
All those comments, when I thought it was a fake trailer, were all just discussing how they were jarred by a black stormtrooper popped up. Because you've never seen that in a Star Wars.
They all racist. You know what? I saw that trailer. Nothing scared me. Nope, I wasn't scared.
No.
It did startle me. And then, I was just so half asleep when I saw it. I was like, wow.
Ooh. And then only upon reflection, I thought, oh, yeah.
Everyone was like running away, scared in that trailer.
Didn't you guys think it kind of looked fan-made? I feel like you can't really get away from that because people just make stuff and it looks
such good stuff.
Like that, but like... Some of those shots where it's like the stormtrooper is in some kind of like jump ship and they're like rattling around.
Yeah.
I'm like, this just looks like some guys filmed it and then color corrected it green.
Yeah, and I think that's what Rocco was touching on with it's Star Wars is very like the camera does not shake in Star Wars.
No, it does not.
And so,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so to have handheld footage, it kind of looks like it's not Star Wars.
But that's what got me excited because honestly, I'm over Star Wars in the sense of what it was. And I'm fine with the new thing. And again, go ahead and make these movies. I don't care because I still have the trilogy. You made the prequels that sucked.
Exactly.
I mean, I have no expectations. Right? So everyone's walking into this like really upset or passionate about it. And I get it because you love these movies. But just realize you have your movies and just now they're going to go on with it. And you don't have to take it seriously if you don't want to.
Hey, my personal opinion, I don't have anything invested in these new ones. Fuck them up. I don't care.
Yeah, bring Grievous back.
Let me go see it. And if it's great, cool. And if it ain't, I'll walk away.
I want these movies to be good.
Me too.
I'm with you,
Dan. I want them to be rad.
This is going to sound weird comparing it to this, but the first three seasons of The Office were great. I loved them. And then after that, the show was over for me. But I still have those three seasons that are really funny. So I kind of feel like I have my movies, and if it's shitty, then I still have my movies. It's okay.
Yeah.
I don't have any expectations as far as story. I don't expect anything to happen. I just hope when it's all said and done... That it was kind of like surprising and like really good, and then that you were like, "Wow, that was really better than I expected."
Yeah,
that's what I want. The same thing, but I'm just saying if I don't have it, whatever.
Yeah, everything Star Wars has been shit for 20 years, so I don't.
So, are these stories following books that have already been out?
No,
these are.
In fact, I'm pretty sure that they like released the canon of all books.
Yeah, they decanonized
the expanded
all that
universe.
Stuff.
They said like that
is over.
That's
they just
part
wiped
of the official
it?
Story. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when Disney bought it, they basically came out and said, hey, if it's not a movie, that's
it. Yeah, and you know
what?
Hell,
you passionate nerds
and this is really interesting. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
They're not printing those books anymore.
Oh, wow.
And some people
those
are like,
could be worth
they're
something.
Like, hey, those books are really fucking good. Some of those sagas are really good.
Oh, I know people who are diehards for.
Yeah,
I read like all of them.
Yeah, expanded Boba Fett stuff.
And there's
really
kind
popular.
Of a community saying, like, if you want to read these stories and experience Star Wars Expanded Universe, get it now. Because in 10 years, you're not getting it. Yeah. Like this, yeah. It's like an endangered species now. These stories are going to go away.
Never thought I'd see that day.
Oh, my God. They kind of anything that isn't immediately like in their viewpoint in terms of going forward with the story, they're
and there's certain lists of like, hey, these are the stories they should keep. They're not going to like get these, read these stories. If you like Star Wars, read these stories because they're going away.
The expanded universe stuff, man.
I read, you know, when I was in high school, I used to read Star Wars books. I like Tales from Jabba's Palace. Check mm-hmm. that one out. And dude, the courtship of Princess Leia. Oh, that's such a good fucking book. Check it out.
I read Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah, Xerxes? What was that?
No, Shizor.
Shizor, yeah.
At one point, when we were planning our Star Wars video, at one point the main character was Dash Rendar, who was in Shadows of the Empire. Yeah. But then, and I brought up, I know at one point I suggested Nian Num.
Yeah,
how do you pull that off? But then we were saying, yeah, Dash Rendar, that's obscure enough to be like, what? And Sean can play Dash Rendar, kind of look a little bit like Dash Rendar.
Dashing.
I'm sure you hear that all the time.
All the time.
But anyway, and so we were doing that, but it was kind of like not quite... that wasn't a main series thing, so maybe some people wouldn't get it. And was it that funny? I don't know. And then when we looked up Dengar, it was like, yeah, this fucking mummy guy.
You know what it really was? He's the main you found a Dengar. Guy who cosplayed as Dengar with a turkey baster pan.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He said,
yeah.
Oh, we could do this.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. I had turkey baster pans just on.
I read
on
a book about Dengar, Mandalorian armor.
Hell yeah.
I think that at some point we should release the trailer just like how it actually was shot. Mm-hmm.
So they could see it without the projection, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and at one point we talked about having IG-88 in there.
Yeah.
To the assassin droid.
Yeah.
And, is there another character we were
going
to put in
there? No, Boss? It seems like you're going bounty hunters
here. No. We couldn't pull off Boss.
No. Didn't know. Not one day.
Lizard Man.
Luminati.
We talked about Dash Rendar, IG-88. I feel like there was another character that we were going to put in that didn't make it. We wanted to put in Salacious Crumb because you have a Salacious Crumb.
Yeah, I just forgot. We were in such a hurry. Again, so we filmed it all the day before Thanksgiving. We filmed it all that afternoon, edited it in the evening, and I was here pretty late, and I think it was like 6 in the morning by the time. It was like 6 in the morning in here, projected it onto that wall over there, and filmed it with a phone, and just went home, hit upload, and went to bed, and that was it. And it was extremely bizarre going straight, forgetting that I even put it up, and then going to see my family and, hey, I just saw this video. Were you in that? Were you Jabba?
So,
like, oh, okay.
The use of fuck in that trailer is so good. It's so good. And people are saying fuck is funny, but Kevin saying fat fuck and then shooting Jabba.
Yeah, that's
and then
fuck.
And then Nicole saying Dengar, that mummy fuck. The way she like, man, so good.
Most of that was improvised. There was just a couple things that going in, we were like, we gotta say this. And for me, I just really wanted to see Kevin shoot Jabba the Hutt. Like, we talked about Kevin shoot Jabba the Hutt. I just wanted him to say, hey, you fat fuck. Boom! Like a Sopranos hit. Like, that was it.
With a shotgun.
Yeah. That was all I knew going into it. Derek was the one who brought up, I think, came up with the life star.
Yeah.
And that was making me laugh for so long. And so many of the comments on the trailer were like, you had me, and I almost kind of believed the life star. Like, I got to that point, and I thought, you know what? That's dumb enough for George Lucas to do. But then I realized George Lucas isn't doing this. And then when Chewie cut his head off, then I knew. You know, but some people bought the life star.
Was it tinted red?
It's pink, right?
It's pink, right? Yeah.
It's pink.
Yeah.
The life
of pink.
The Death Star. People, people like that video. That's good.
Yeah, I really like that video a lot. That was great.
Anyway, there's that.
Star Wars, check it out.
Dude,
check
actually, it. Actually, don't. Because I don't like what those movies do to people.
I remember, did we tell that story? I don't know. But
there was a girl, we used to do drama, there was a girl who hated Star Wars, and that was her reason. She doesn't like what those movies do to people.
What did it do to you?
Yeah, I don't know. Did the movie, like,
make you
pinch your butt? I don't know. What did it kill you? Did it cause your parents to, like, throw up? I don't know. I can't speculate of the musings of a crazy person.
God.
I'm sorry.
Was she religious?
No.
Wow. I got no explanation.
I got no answers.
I know so many people in the generation, like, after ours, or you know, whatever, or before. Or, what do you say, before or after? People younger than us.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That's what you said.
Couldn't think about it. Anyway, that are like, I won't watch Star Wars because I don't like, because I don't get it, or I don't like what it is, or I don't. It seems to people talk, yell about it too much. But it's like
too popular.
It's American history. Just watch it. It's like, just watch three old movies. I mean, if you want to go more than that, great. But three old movies are. I mean, it's like in every history book about America, you'll see those movies.
I agree.
If you're a fan of film,
and I use the same. Watch them. That's why I think you should watch the two, and there's only two of them, Sex and the City movies.
Oh, yeah.
That's easier to digest.
It's like the Star Wars of the 2000s for, instead of nerdy guys, classy, it's like rich art. Females.
Which
cool.
Which one are you?
Which Samantha.
You? You're Samantha?
Samantha.
Oh, shit.
She's my fave.
Hell yeah.
Sean is definitely Charlotte.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure I am.
I have a crush on Kim Cattrall.
Is she the older gal?
She plays Samantha.
She was in Mannequin.
She was in Big Trouble in Little China.
She was.
Oh, yeah. She's the
hot.
Yeah.
She is a promiscuous, powerful, empowered, older, she's blonde beauty. There's some other stuff I wanted to talk about. I have a list taped here of stuff I want to talk about, but I'm going to skip to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. Good.
Well, now I'm going to skip to the top. buy a sumo! Go to sumolounge.com. So there's an article floating around on the internet. A couple places have reported upon it. We're going to report on it now. We're going to talk about the most important issue facing America right now.
Shit.
You've all probably... I'm sure you can't get away from it. It's all
over
your
news feeds. Yeah, it's a hard thing to talk about.
Yes. It's happening in America right now, affecting a lot of people. Pamplemousse.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Pamplemousse just went on their U.S. tour. They wrote an article about it. They're getting a lot of attention. They, you know what, Garrett? You used to be in a band. Couple bands, right?
Yeah, I've done that music thing before. It's fun.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You're the perfect person to talk to about this.
Hey, fill me in. I haven't reminisced about the good old days in a while.
Yeah. So Pamplemousse, they did a U.S. tour. They
so I'm not familiar.
America.
It's a rock band?
Pamplemousse,
yeah. Oh. Yeah,
it's folky kind of like they sound they, like
you know what?
Shit. I'm just
look
saying.
Them up. Look them up. Okay, they are a YouTube band. It's a man and a woman, and they do YouTube like ooh. Cute folksy music.
Okay, so they're going on a U.S. tour.
They did a U.S. tour, and they sold, I believe it was $99,000 in tickets sales.
Wow, fuck. That's pretty good.
That
yeah,
is.
Almost 100K.
Whoa.
So the article is about how Pamplemousse is in debt. After their tour, because
uh-oh.
They spent, I believe the grand total was $147,802 in putting their tour on. They spent $142,000.
Wow.
They only made $100,000.
Yeah, $42,000 in debt.
So they're $42,000 in
thought
debt.
I thought they made $138,000. I think they were like $11,000 in debt. I could be wrong. But.
Maybe they made more, but the most recent article I read said that they sold 100K in ticket sales. So maybe they did some merch and other stuff.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah,
so let's say they were $11,000.
I mean, you want to make you don't even want to break even on a world tour. You sell that many tickets, you want to make money.
U.S. tour.
Yeah, okay,
no,
U.S.
whatever,
tour.
A tour at all.
Yeah. And so my question is, how fucking dumb are the people in Pamplemousse when you make $100,000 and you still come up short? How does that... How does that happen?
Are they...
You were in a band.
Yeah.
So if you made $100,000...
$100,000,
on a tour... Have you toured? Did you ever tour?
Yeah, I went up as far as San Francisco and back down once.
Yeah? Did that cost you...
Arizona once, too.
Did that cost you, like, exorbitant amounts of money?
No. I mean, we definitely lost money... to do it,
yeah,
but that's because we're just, you know, we're playing for free, essentially.
Well, let me tell you some of the things Pamplemousse spent their money on.
Well, I mean, we slept in a van.
They didn't.
Like, your first mistake.
Like you're supposed to.
Well, Pamplemousse didn't do that.
Like you're supposed to.
They bought, first of all, they bought plane tickets to all their venues, so I don't even think they were driving to
that
these
seems
venues.
Silly.
Okay.
And they bought hotel rooms, four hotel rooms,
oh,
okay.
For
every city they went to.
Yeah.
Four hotel rooms.
Wow.
For every city they went to. Well...
Tour bus.
17
bitch.
Grand total just on hotels.
Just
in
on
their
hotels.
Breakdown.
Production expenses. They had to rent lights
yeah,
for their light
city.
Show.
Oh,
because Pamplemousse had a light show for their tour.
Uh-oh.
And of course, you don't just have a light show. And you don't just have lights that you carry around. You need people to set up the lights.
Oh,
you
yeah.
need people to run the lights.
Union.
Yeah, you need a light board. You need stuff to transport the lights.
Oh, fuck.
I've seen a lot of bands. I've gone to a lot of concerts. I would say the majority of them did not have light shows. Just, no. I mean, it's just the shows I go to. They had good songs. Maybe Pomplamoose could have focused on that instead of the light shows. They said it was an investment in their band. Like, they spent so much money because they know next time they come through, people are going to bring their friends along to go see Pomplamoose.
My God.
Which, again, you think people are going to go home and be like, oh, man, that was so radical.
You got to see these lights.
Yeah, dude, I got to bring my grandma and my girlfriend to come check out the Pomplamoose light show. Because you can already see the fucking songs on YouTube, but this light show, man, you've got to see it.
Something out of this world. Why wouldn't they get a tour bus and a tour bus driver? There's companies that provide this for a fair price, but not $142,000. I mean, hotels.
All the people, I'm friends with a couple people in bands. Some of them have actually gone on tour around the United States. And I think the consensus between all of them is, hey, when you're going on tour, you buy a bunch of beer, you sleep in the van, you sleep on the floor of the house of, you know, a
you
fan.
You find fans that'll put you up? We did that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And all these
that's
people.
That's the fun experience.
All these people that's are commenting like, going on tour rules when you're not trying to tour like fucking Beyonce and going into debt, putting on a show nobody cares about.
I watched the thing where with the people, the guys in the Postal Service talking about because it's the it was the 10th anniversary of their album last year or whatever.
Okay.
And they talked about they did a tour right in the beginning. It was the Death Cab for Cutie guy.
Yeah.
And what's her name from Rilo Kiley?
Jane Lewis.
Yeah, and all kinds of stuff. And they did a small tour all around, but they you know, they said it wasn't they specifically talked about that. The timing was really funny that I watched that. They were really uncomfortable sleeping in a van. They just couldn't get a good night's sleep. So they all stayed in one hotel room, and it wasn't a very expensive hotel. You know, it's like that was their one expense. It's like, look, let's just, as long as we get a good night's sleep, whatever. They didn't get five hotel rooms. The Postal Service, and how many people were at the show when we went? I mean, obviously, it wasn't as many the first time they toured, but this last time there were a billion people there, whatever. Yeah. They keep their expenses down by consolidating, you know, as much as they can. It gets expensive to tour, you know?
Yeah, and I would see the Postal Service if they were playing in, I said this earlier, if they were playing in a living room with no fucking light show, I would still go see the Postal Service because I'm a fan of the band and I think they rule.
Right.
So, screw your light show.
Yeah, if you're a YouTube sensation, man, don't jump.
We saw the Aquabats in a Nike store.
What were these?
And they lit up the place with no material. I mean, their music and their presence was enough.
Maybe this band doesn't have a lot of a stage presence, so they got to dress it up with lights.
In case you didn't know, Pomplamoose, they were featured in, I think, like a Honda commercial a few years ago.
Yeah, they made some cash.
Yeah, I think they did.
I think the Honda.
They should have bought their
the
own
The Honda press
lights.
Went to their heads. And now they're,
Honda money, you should have invested that in a nice used tour bus. Hire a driver. It's easy.
There's a really great article on Vice about one of the guys who was commenting against them or whatever talked about how to not tour like Beyonce. And it was an article on Vice about how him and his friends are in a band and have toured and made money. Yeah. And how they did it. And he's like, and we don't even have a million fucking subscribers on YouTube like these people do.
Hey,
we're totally grassroots.
We're not even in a fucking band. And we can go to Boston. We can go to Seattle.
Yeah.
And we can put on our show, do our panel, sell some shirts, and still not lose fucking money on the trip. And we're just a couple of idiots.
Yeah.
Man, we are stupid.
But let me just say. But let me just say. We have a lot of followers. We have a lot of great... I mean, you guys out there have been really supportive, and you bought so much stuff on Black Friday and all this stuff. We have all this great stuff and get great attention. We did the Nintendo thing earlier this year. All this stuff swirling around, and yet there are some times that we do a con, and we'll stay in the same fucking room.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have four hotel rooms.
No,
we will go... Yeah, it's every our first trip to Boston...
Holy shit.
We were all piled up in one hotel room.
There were six of us.
You know, yeah, because if you're doing all these things over and over and over and over, you gotta look at the big picture and not just what feels good this week. Oh, it'd be so nice to have four hotel rooms in Boston. You gotta look at the long haul. And that's what these guys talk about in the Vice article. They even... all the way down to food. They were talking about, look... We're
I have
one,
the breakdown here.
Yeah.
$17,000 on hotel food. Hotel
what?
And food. $17,000. $22,000 on merchandise and promotion, including a radio commercial in San Francisco.
That was a huge mistake.
What? What?
He gets that there are bitches a lot tonight.
Oh, sorry. Spoiled the band. Spoiled. $17,000 in room service.
$49,000 on salary.
How long is this tour?
I don't know. A couple months, I would say. Who knows?
My God.
Mm. Yeah, I don't remember. Let's see.
I think that's.
Don't you think
I
you
think
could
that's
eat?
Having a no, it's a non DIY attitude.
Hey,
like,
you know what?
We sold all this shit over Black Friday, and the people doing our merchandise are Garrett and Sean.
Yeah,
not Beyonce. $17,000 on hotel and food.
It was a 28-day tour, by the way.
And I think that was for 8 people, which comes out to more than $2,000 per person. I mean.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think there's some adjustment in the budget that could have been made.
The guy in that Vice article who talked about how to make a tour work, talked about all the way down to every small. He's like, you got to look at the big picture. You're going to be touring for a while. Don't piss off this and this, this and that. And he's like, when our band does a one-off show and we do really well, I'll go out for an awesome dinner.
Sure,
yeah, it's great. On tour, I get all my food at the grocery store. Because $10 tonight at a store versus $10 at a restaurant, yeah, it's $10 tonight. But that $10 bought you a week's worth of food as opposed to you went to a restaurant.
I always go to the City Target on a convention. I will buy a loaf of bread, peanut butter and jelly, and that's my lunch.
Hey, when I did a video a year ago, 2 years ago, for the band Sea Cats. Those guys came down here. They were real young.
Yeah.
Came down in a van with an Xbox and a TV in it. Parked it in an RV park. That was their tour.
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
So bands can do it. And that's why, you know what, maybe some people are asking, like, guys, give Pomplamoose a break. What do you care if they blow $150,000 on a tour? I care because they're being lauded as, like, wow, good for you. You know what? That's awesome that you did that and you took the hit because that is...
Yeah, there's like a reluctant martyr kind of aspect
to
it.
That is the way the music industry is, and you guys are fighting the good fight. And we're here to say no. They're fighting the dumb fight, and they're fighting the wrong fight.
Well, they didn't get the classic American rock and roll band experience.
I think they're trying to pat themselves on the back for spending so much money and losing that much money. But it's like, no, that's not a success.
This is such a
that's not the way things should be done. Don't
it's such a soft way to go about
Nobody
it.
Nobody should think that's the way to put on a tour.
The only way you're going to get better, man, is to fucking take those lickings and. Yeah,
yeah.
Go
you know
through a hard ass riding in the back of a van, uncomfortable, sleeping, bonding.
I know
experience.
What I'm about to say is easier said than done. Write some fucking radical music, and let some other rich entity pay for that tour. Don't write okay music and then put on the most badass tour yourself. That's putting the cart before the horse. That's what I think. I'm not even a musician.
I've never heard the music, so I can.
You, Garrett, you would love it.
Yeah, Garrett. Actually,
I think it's your thing.
I think if anybody, like, it's not my thing, but I, you know,
no,
it's
this,
a little dark.
It's
a little dark,
Garrett,
a little edgy.
To a little edgy. Wow.
Will you, Eric, load up Pomplamoose?
Yeah, can we get like a sampling?
Yeah, only 30
seconds.
I wouldn't
play it on here. Maybe save it for the after show.
All right, never mind. We're going to do it on the after show.
All right, we're going to stick around for the after show.
They do have a lot of money. They do have lawyers. They will come after us.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, but then they'll end up in debt.
Is it like Operation Ivy?
That's right.
Yeah, they're just... Hey, Garrett, Pomplamoose is just like Operation Ivy.
Sound system? That'd be... I like that track.
It's like Joy Division.
Oh, whoa!
They're more like...
They're kind of like the spiritual successor to Sleep's Dope Smoker.
We were listening to that before the show.
Hell yeah,
I know. That's why I know you'd like Pomplamoose.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
Hey, speaking of music, we do have a Groove Shark. We haven't updated it in about a year. I added 2 songs tonight.
Oh, did you really?
Wow.
I did.
I've been using Groove Shark here at the studio.
Very nice. Hey, check out our Groove Shark. Look us up, Mega64. I added a Beatles cover, Julia. Great band. Lovely name. They go by the name Bongwater.
Yeah.
Check them out, Julia. And I added Golden Earrings by the band Gandalf.
Fucking love that song.
That sounds like some rock and fucking roll.
It does.
I put up a playlist on our Groove Shark. You can check it out at the same place. Under playlist of the concert that I went to last week. That Peter Hook and the Light.
Oh, cool.
It was the Joy Division opener, the 2 New Order sets, and then the Encore set.
Wow. Nice.
I put them up in order because while we've been shipping merch... We've been listening to it.
Hell yeah.
Very nice.
So check it out. That's a set from the San Diego show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check out our group chart.
Great news, guys. My figure arts Michael Jackson just shipped.
Oh, shit.
Smooth Criminal
with
version.
The Shadow?
Smooth Criminal version. Yeah.
Cool. Figure update.
The stand is the Shadow, and you can do the lean.
Is that coming here? You can put that in the office? Or is that staying home?
No, I think it'll be at the office.
Home collection.
No, that's an office
I'm
piece.
Sure I'll
did Michael Jackson's people go into debt producing the Michael Jackson merchandise?
Or they come out on top since his demise?
No, they're actually $100 million in debt.
No.
Just the idea of like, oh, I do my job. Oh, I lost a lot of money doing my job. I'm going to write an article about how that's the only way you can do it.
Remember,
like, what the fuck?
We have never, as Mega 64 and all the stuff that we've done,
yeah.
We, I'm trying to think if there's anything we ever
spent
lost money on. There, I can honestly say we did a convention in Canada,
yeah,
and but we didn't lose money.
No, we just broke even.
We broke even.
Yeah, we broke so far even. Hey, it was to the cent.
We try especially hard not to lose money.
Yeah, that
you're
sucks.
Weird. That's fucking weird. We're not even the greatest at making a ton of money, but we're pretty good at not losing the money that we fucking have. And that's why we continue to do things.
Years of practice and not losing money.
Boner Men in the chat says, you guys lost money on that one vid.
Oh, he got it there.
I forgot the one vid.
No,
one
vid but you know what? No, not even one vid. We're good.
Shit.
Somebody said the PSP Go vid. Now, that's something where we broke
$200
a PSP Go, a $200 item. But we were still paid for that video.
That was a commission
piece. It kind of did come out of our pocket, but
here's the thing.
But it came out of money that came from the video.
Here's the thing that we did that certain bands do not do.
Yeah.
We budgeted.
Yep.
Properly.
For that, yeah.
Yes.
And also, again, we got paid for the video. And in addition to that, we got so much out of it by the promotion that video got, you know, whatever. Anyway.
You know what? It should be a rule that drummers have to go to an accounting course. Because they got the least amount to do in the band anyway.
Yeah. And they're already good at accounting. Yeah.
But, they know timing. They should have to take accounting. An accounting. Well, yeah, all right. Take an accounting course. Don't let does Papa Moose have they banjo and only bass or what?
They are only two people.
Yakzak 2 in the chat said the music video that you guys made, the Children of Noah video.
Oh yeah, maybe.
That actually may qualify.
You're right.
No.
No,
because those costumes were fucking cheap.
And we used them 1,000 times.
And if you look, it has a lot of use.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say lost money on it because
people
We put money into videos all the time, and people watch it, and we've used all that stuff. So it's not, you know what I mean? It's not like something we got nothing out of it.
Quit looking for a fucking excuse.
When we lose money, we will write a long article about it, talking about how being an internet comedy troupe is a losing game.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for it.
Keep an eye out for that. Sean's going to type it up tonight.
I have nothing else to do.
I've been burping like crazy over here. Sorry, Sean.
Are you sure you don't have hiccups?
I think you got
it. I did earlier, but I got rid of it. Oh, Jesus. Fuck, now I'm going to get him.
Garrett, earlier, Garrett did this. He did this. Oh, damn, hiccups? Garrett, that would be a burp.
No, I hiccuped right in the middle of that burp, and you guys just didn't hear it. It fucking hurt my goddamn sternum. I still wasn't even done eating my dinner by the time the podcast started.
They also paid $16,000 to a booking agency so that they didn't have to book her own shows.
So someone else found all those gigs for him.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Whatever.
Let them do what the fuck they want. They're not going to be around much longer.
Pimple Zit, you're done.
Yeah, Pimple Zit.
Pimple Zit.
You guys suck.
Pimple Zit, was that?
I've never even
I think that was abandoned to Degrassi. No. Zit Remedy? I don't know. The Zits.
Well, thank you for watching.
The Zits. Everybody wants something. They'll never give up. Have that be the theme song.
Okay. It's going to be Pomplamoose, but sure, why not?
No.
Actually, I was hoping it would be Hallowed Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden.
Oh, that's a good song.
No, I think you got to check out Zit Remedy. Everybody wants something.
All three on top of each other. Fuck it.
Do that.
Welcome to
hell. Hey, real fast before we go, we got a package. If you want to send stuff to our P.O. Box, send stuff to Mega 64 P.O. Box 713-090, Santee, California, 92072.
Cool.
This is a package, real fast, from Lita. In New Zealand. Thank you, Lita. She got us an inflatable kiwi.
Man, that's gotta cost a lot of money to ship something from New Zealand.
Yeah, no kidding. Should have done that. And she gave us all kinds of stuff. We got crispy M&Ms.
Oh, wow.
We got, I don't know what toffee pops are, but we got them. And, of course, what else would be in here?
Tim Tams.
However, we're going weird. We're going weird. These Tim Tams are Turkish Delight.
Whoa. This is a mythical storybook candy. I can't believe it.
Tim Tams.
How's these that? Are good.
Yeah. Well, let's try one.
Chocolate brownie Tim Tams.
And toffee pop.
And wait. Red velvet Tim Tams.
Oh, that's my jam.
Oh, what's that?
That one.
And then, wait, what is this shit? Marmite.
I love that.
Gross.
Hey.
No, that's good stuff.
Garrett.
No, don't. Oh, he's going to take it to our house.
I'm going to add it. We have another full can at the house.
God damn it.
Whitaker's. We got some pink ass chocolate. Whatever.
A big old bar.
The name of this company is Sanitarium.
I'm going to get this.
Look, it really is. Cool. Sanitarium brand Marmite.
Salted caramel.
Ooh.
Tim Tam. Gotta be crazy.
I'm about that. Anyway, thank you, Lita. If you want to send stuff, send it to the P.O. box.
Hey, real quick. Yeah. I got something, too. Real
okay.
Did you enjoy?
Did you open that delight?
Yep. Who came to Game Days? And of course, I know it is. And it is. It's another friendship bracelet.
Oh,
you guys are friends now.
Eric finally got a friend.
I finally have one.
Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching our Cybercast.
Dude, there's juice in the middle of
it. You can still order our Time is Running Out Blu-ray.
Yes.
Please do that if you have not done that yet.
Yeah, Time is Running Out posters are also still available.
Yeah.
If you're watching the stream tonight, we may still have some cosplayers posters to send to you, but it's while supplies last.
Yeah, so.
If you're watching this on Tuesday, that's probably over. So,
oh, wow.
And thank you for watching. Yeah. And good night. I'll see you guys.
Do a digital transition.
I'll see you guys.
Turkish Delight is almost as good as Afternoon Delight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd put it up there with an afternoon session.
Sean, sing a Dust Brothers song.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Just go.
Sean, no offense, but you need to get more cultured.
Good night.
Garrett, you can grab his dick. I can see the tip of it.
Oh, you got it! You're sitting on my hand.
Ew.
You sit on my dick.
No.
Oh.